After setting records in 2024, exports of U.S. pork finished strong in 2025. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details.
A very good month at 258,000 metric tons for the month of December. That gives us an annual total that comes in with the number three largest tonnage year ever. And on the value side, the second largest year ever at $8.4 billion. Led by Mexico, of course. We came in with an easy record there. We're at 7% growth in December again, total for the year at $2.85 billion. But that doesn't stop there with Latin America. We continue to see records set in Central America as well. We continue to see growth, a record in the Caribbean region. And the last half of the year, we saw some rebound in the Asian markets as well.
December beef exports were the largest since China effectively blocked most U.S. beef earlier this year.
Came in at 98,600 tons, which is the largest export month since April of 2025. So for the year, tonnage down about 12%, value down about 11%, but the vast majority of that is China. But if you look at the rest of the world, it really has been doing quite well. You know, the largest volume market for the year was Japan, down slightly, but still a very big number. Korea is our largest value market at $2.25 billion. We're basically steady with the year ago numbers on Korea. Some very big numbers on beef variety meats for the month of December, $122 million, which is a record.
U.S. lamb exports were also strong in 2025.
While not a record, the largest in more than 10 years, led by Mexico, but also Canada, Central America, and Caribbean region as well. I think we're starting to see some clients in key countries really appreciating the value and the quality of the U.S. lamb product.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.